Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Control and 603-283-6160 is the phone number here. That's 603-283-6160. And with you on the show tonight, you've got me
and nobody
and Jay Noon.
And we've got nobody remotely tonight. So if it sounds a little different, but he's still the good old nobody that we love, just like when Mark's
on. If it sounds different, it's because nobody is like the other children.
He's like the other nobodies. Yep.
Yep.
So we have a lot of stuff to get into tonight. Some things we didn't really quite get into yesterday. There was a lot of talking yesterday, which are always like the best Free Talk Lives episodes that, anyway. There's a lot going on in the world, and one of the things we have going on is actually an update. Maybe nobody doesn't know anything about this, because he wasn't on last week with, was it Colin and you and me, Jay?
Right, yeah. Oh, so you're going to talk about with the committee to investigate DCYF? That's what you're getting to?
Yeah.
For an update? Yeah.
So DCYF is the Department of Children and Families and Youth.
The Division of Children, Family, and Youth. So it's one of these honest governmental names for this particular municipal corporation calling itself a governmental agency. The Division of Children, Youth, and Families, because that's what they do. They specialize in dividing children from their families. So
that's a good point. So what's the difference between a department and a division in their legal land language?
But I don't even care.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
I never thought about it.
They just say it basically means department, but it is titled as a division.
Hmm.
A division of the state of New Hampshire. It's part of their corporate structure. You know, there's the state of New Hampshire Corporation, and there's the state of New Hampshire Republic. And if you really want to get an idea of what the difference is, ask a judge.
Hmm.
Do you work for the state of New Hampshire Corporation or the state of New Hampshire Republic? And it's quite likely they're going to get very upset at you. And the people in the white shirts or the brown shirts, what do the sheriffs wear? Brown shirts in New Hampshire?
I think they're brown.
Yeah, I think the bailiffs are brown shirts. So they'll start surrounding you,
mm-hmm.
getting closer to you, looking at you like, you know, you've been a bad dog, a bad slave, and trying to intimidate you. And they won't likely want to answer the question. You might have to ask it until they threaten to put you in contempt for asking the question. Or they just might put you in contempt if you ask the question a second time, if, you know, the man wearing a black dress happens to be an extremely impatient psychopath versus a patient psychopath. I mean, they come in both ways.
Whenever I took a parking ticket to trial, I asked the man in the black dress he has an interest that is getting in the way? Well, a conflict of interest.
Conflict.
Yes, thank you. If there was a conflict of interest, could we proceed? And he said, like, I don't know. I'd have to know what the conflict of interest was. And I was like, well, if there was one. And he was like, I would have to know what it was to answer that question, which isn't even true.
Well, yeah. So the conflict of interest is the parking ticket in your case, for example, was, you know, issued by an employee of the city of Keene.
Mm-hmm.
And now, was this judge working for the city of Keene?
So that's what I was getting to.
I
asked him, I said, who are you representing? And he said, I don't represent anyone. I don't represent the city of Keene or New Hampshire or myself or anyone.
Oh, excellent. So he's claiming to be impartial. How can you be impartial when both you and the prosecutor, I don't know who the prosecutor was in your case, probably a cop because you had a traffic ticket, but generally in like misdemeanors and stuff, it's a prosecutor who's a member of the Bar Association. The judges are members of the Bar Association. The Bar Association is like an employees union for for scumbag psychopaths that are, you know, wanting to, you know, destroy culture, destroy jurisprudence, make profit off of law. You know, this is what all these, you know, corporate, you know, attorneys belong to, or attorneys at law versus an attorney in fact. An attorney in fact is like someone who can be your co-counsel, and an attorney. And when you hire actual attorney at law, you're literally claiming to be indigent and not able to represent yourself.
And that's the thing. You constantly represent something. If you're not working for a job and representing like your company, you represent yourself.
You're not constantly representing. When I'm in court, I'm defending myself, because the word represent in legalese actually means to represent a fiction. So the courts are all these corporate fictions. The courts are operating under statutory law. Oh, the only court that's actually a court of record in New Hampshire, by the definition of a court of record out of Black's Fourth Edition. And this is the committee that I talked about last week. If you guys go to, back in the maybe the Twitter feed or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I posted it on all the Free Talk Live Mastodon Twitter feeds.
So it would be last Thursday. I don't know what that date was off the top of my head. But the committee to investigate DCYF, the YouTube channel, the video was posted. It was like a three-hour-long committee. And it was specifically on due process of law. So one thing that is required of an element of due process of law is that the judge is to be impartial. So these judges are not impartial because they're administrative agents. They're employees of the corporation calling itself State of New Hampshire. They're not operating under common law, which would be the Republic of New Hampshire. Basically, the Republic of New Hampshire is pretty much essentially vacant, doesn't do anything. That's the actual government as defined by the Constitution for New Hampshire State, Part 1, and also Part 2. Another element of this court of record is that it operates under common law. And to operate under common law, it must be operating without statute. And in this meeting, there's two guys that get up and speak at, like, I think it's about 2 hours. I got some notes on this, but there's a guy named Chris Noyes. When it first shows a video of, you know, the frame of the camera, there's a guy in a white shirt, and he comes in at about an hour and something. His name is Andrew Noyes. Actually, Chris Noyes is his father. And he talks about due process. And then there's another guy that comes in at about 2 hours and 18 minutes, I believe. He's wearing glasses. I forget his name. I got to watch the video again to get his name. He did a really good job explaining due process. But basically, you don't have due process of law unless it's in. You're not getting your due process of law, which you have a right to, unless you're getting, you are in a court of record. Now, when you ask them at circuit court or superior court, is this a court of record? They don't answer you. They say, oh, yeah, you see this thing underneath the underneath me here? And he points down to a digital timestamp. That is recording the proceeding. That is not the definition of a court of record. Somebody needs to object when a judge says that, because a court of record, if you want to know the definition, look in Black's Fourth Edition. You can just internet search it. I don't have it right off the top of my head, but it includes the common law, and courts of record are specifically without statutes. So as soon as they start bringing statutory law into the record, they are now no longer a court of record, and you are without due process of law. This is the biggest hiccup with this committee for the state of New Hampshire, because there's two things that are essentially being very much challenged by bringing in people under oath. So that was another thing, too. Leah exercised.
She's a representative in New Hampshire.
Leah Cushman.
That was on the committee.
State representative who received many, many, many affidavits from people who have been injured by New Hampshire DCYF and Family Court. I am one of the people who sent her an affidavit. And the people have a exclusive right to due process of law. And they're not being, and due process of law is not being had if the court is bringing statutory law into the case, is using statutory law as basically a charge or a basis or whatever. Because statutory law is exclusively for statutory entities. It is for the executive branch of government. That is what the statutes do. The legislature, has two jobs. So Leah just did a Twitter space last night. At Dave Cares for You, or if you just type in David Jose on Twitter or X, you'll find him. If you go to my Twitter handle, which is JNoon Mancamp on Twitter, you'll find it on my page where Leah was on Dave's David Jose did a a Twitter space last night, and she explained this. But the first purpose of the legislature is not to vote, not to write legislation or to vote on bills. The first and primary purpose of the legislature is to take grievances from the people. That is their first and primary purpose. Leah explained this last night on a Twitter space, and she also explained this to the legislature a few months ago in one of the they have like an open thing where any legislator can get up and just kind of say whatever they want. I forget what they called that. So she got up and explained due process of law.
Oh, she got to wait. This was still on the spaces, you're saying?
No. Well, so she explained it again in the space, but also to the entire legislature about 3 months ago.
Oh, okay.
She explained what the duty of the legislature is. The first primary duty of the legislature, according to the statutory construction manual for this particular legislature here in New Hampshire, and is basically all legislatures under the Constitution, is to represent the people, to be the people's representative. And the first duty of the people's representative is to correct bad in government, which is not happening until now. This particular investigation into DCYF, because multiple people wrote affidavits stating that they have been trespassed on by family court or New Hampshire DCYF.
Like over 100, right?
I'm not exactly sure. I don't know the number. I know at one point it was, 25 or 30 people, but all it takes is one of the people.
Yeah.
And they wrote them to Leah because she was on a committee for Health and Human Services, so she has oversight in this. And then Leah started learning about due process of law. Well, what's happening is DCYF, family court. Family court, for example, is not a court of law. They are not a court of record. They do not provide any due process. They have no jurisdiction over private people. They are assuming jurisdiction over people. And what they are doing is they are threatening and coercing people into jurisdiction by getting them to sign up for these services through another corporation called Waypoint. Waypoint is basically a taxpayer-funded nonprofit that, gets people on welfare rolls, gets people, these benefits and stuff and things like that. They're constantly offering you benefits. Mm. Another thing is DCYF in their paperwork, they give you, a client number, and they refer to their victims as clients. It's kind of like a rapist referring to his victims as a client. That's essentially what DCYF does when
Why would you even call them a clients at all?
Because that is the structure of their corporate structure. They're just a corporation. They're literally no different than a Walmart, except for a Walmart has to actually produce a service and a product to get revenue. DCYF has another corporation calling the state of New Hampshire that there's two ways DCYF is funded. So the state of New Hampshire points guns at people to collect taxes to fund DCYF, and then also you have what's called the Social Security Administration Title IV program. So the Social Security Administration Title IV program, then you have United States Code Title 42 also as part of funding for DCYF. So DCYF gets massive funding from the Social Security program, and also the Judicial Pension Fund gets massive funding based on the performance of DCYF.
So you mean the pension fund for the judges when they retire?
Judges, prosecutors, lawyers, secretaries, probably the janitor the guy who sweeps the floor, probably those, those brown shirts that intimidate you when you say things the bailiffs. Judge doesn't like, the bailiffs. Mm-hmm. I say probably, I'm not 100% sure, but, then again, there are a bunch of, underlings that don't get guaranteed pensions, mm-hmm. and then the manager class, the priority class, the people who, what's the district in the Hunger Games where all the wealthy psychopaths live?
I don't know. I read that in high school, but
So there's all different strategies of this financial, stuff that these guys do with the pension fund. But the bottom line is that New Hampshire DCYF is a golden goose for the state of New Hampshire. So the state's bootlickers are really upset that Leah put these people bringing in their testimony, testifying, and she had them do it under oath. Because when it's done under oath, it isn't like they have to go out and get a deposition now for this to count. When it's under oath, this is being heard in a court of actual law.
So the thing is, I thought, I don't know, it might not be the greatest thing for her to do when I thought it was mandatory. But if you wanted to go testify and you didn't want to take the oath, it was not mandatory and you didn't have to. So I just don't understand what the big hoopla is. Would you have something to say, nobody?
Yeah, there's another thing that relates, which is, and this is a conclusion that I came to when I was in jail. different people play by different rules, okay? We each have whatever code we've chosen to abide with. It's always okay to play a man at his own game, okay? Hmm. He chose the game. He chose the rules. And you can engage with him using his rules if you chose to, okay? Because he chose it. You're just agreeing to play his game with him. So if somebody is a government official, you can do anything legal to that person morally because they chose that as their game.
Yeah,
and
like
all
suing
you're
them.
Doing is playing their game with them.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like suing an FBI agent for ruining your life or something like that.
Yeah.
Exactly. If you live by the law, you can die by the law, and it's okay.
Hmm.
But getting back to due process here, so in that hearing, two people, basically in that first hearing that was last Monday, I forget what the date was, there, as far as I'm concerned, is enough testimony under oath to shut down the entire family court system, the circuit court system, and a superior court, because they are what are called executive or legislative tribunals.
Hmm.
They were created, Superior Court was like created by an act of legislature in like 1901 or something like that, or 1911.
Hmm.
And so they're not part of the judiciary, even though they refer to it as a judicial branch. But the thing is that it's the judicial branch of the New Hampshire Corporation, not the New Hampshire Republic. So all these judges, all these prosecutors, all these defense attorneys are essentially on the verge of being put out of business. And the judicial pension fund totally collapsing because the judicial pension fund gets so much money from the federal government, from the Social Security Administration under Title 4D. It states that the Social Security number, the judicial pension fund gets 66% of whatever family court collects in child support payments.
Hmm.
And in that, and what I had found that $492 million is what it says on the Social Security Administration's website was paid out between all 50 states for this particular judicial pension fund payment. From what I can tell, under Title 4D. Now it doesn't say judicial pension fund on there; it says some other stuff. But there are some guys who have in New Hampshire here who have gotten a hold of the comprehensive annual financial report, CAFR, C-A-F-R. There's a website called CAFR1.com that you can go on. The guy has a bunch of videos explaining this comprehensive annual financial report that all municipal corporations are required to file.
Hmm.
And this is for balancing their books, and that's allegedly where all this is. I haven't done the forensics on this yet. In fact, there is some people behind the scenes working on the financial forensic behind this Title IV. But if you shut down DCYF, DCYF is the goose that lays golden eggs. The amount of money that that New Hampshire gets from the federal government because of the performance of DCYF is absolutely insane. And then you have the fact that the social workers have a class that they're incentivized to take. I don't know if all social workers take this class, but they are incentivized to take this class called
maximizing profits.
Right. Maximizing revenue for New Hampshire DCYF. And we talked about this, I don't know, a couple months ago, a little bit, you and I. And J.R. Hole did a really good presentation on that. He's another state representative that was targeted by New Hampshire DCYF. But anybody who comes against New Hampshire DCYF or Child Protective Services in general is very, very much becomes a lightning rod and targeted.
So what happened to Leah since last time we talked about
it? So she was removed from the committee that she started by the Speaker of the House.
It's crazy. It's really crazy.
If you guys want to read an interesting affidavit by Christopher Noyes, you go to my website, jnoone.com. That's jaynoone.com. And on the top of the website, there's a link, and it says affidavit for maladministration. This is an affidavit that Christopher Noyes wrote. I don't know if he mailed it to Sherman Packard, but he's the Speaker of the House. And I want to make some signage, some yard signs that say something like "Send Packard Packing." Hmm. He needs to be ousted because to remove someone from a committee for not even requesting. Mm-hmm. And Leah's very clear. She's because the Democrats objected. Mm-hmm. And the parasite class is very, very upset about their court system getting shut down and DCYF and family court getting shut down.
It's just like, if it's so great, wouldn't you want people to go testify about it and everybody hear how great the New Hampshire Department of or Division of Family, Children, and Youth Services, whatever?
Well, they have horrible reviews. There's mm-hmm. So, parasites out there, status bootlickers that love DCYF and love that money coming from the federal government that's funding, you know, half of this, you know, a lot of the state employees' pensions are funded from things outside the state, like the federal government and these kind of incentive programs that operate based on the, you know, performance of DCYF and family court. And what's their performance? They get paid $6,000 to complete an assessment. In my case, I wouldn't allow DCYF to complete the assessment, and the assessment order from family court said a police officer could do it. Mm-hmm. And then when I asked a police officer to do it, the local police are like, "Oh, that's great. Yeah, we'll do that. That'll put all this to sleep." Because, you know, the cops had already been to my property, you know, a dozen times.
So they filled it out saying you weren't a threat to your kids.
Well, DCYF wouldn't even let them do the assessment. Mm-hmm. Said they were incompetent.
Oh, yeah.
So they weren't able to do it. And the order says yes, that police can do it. And then I got a whole argument from the DCYF lawyer, this guy Ross McLeod, another scumbag. You guys ought to look into him. Hmm. I mean, he's into this vote stacking thing and all kinds of nonsense. And I think it's not Milford. I forget the name of the town, but if he's a selectman in
Milton.
I can't remember the name of the town, but it's one of those towns down by the Massachusetts border. There was a whole bunch of hoopla about a year ago about the, you know, counting the votes. And then like the one good board of selectmen, they released some like bogus statement on the selectman letterhead to get rid of this guy. Or I don't even know if they got rid of this guy, but there's been a lot of talk about this. But anyways, Ross McLeod submits these motions for contempt. Now, these guys submitted a motion for contempt after the chief of police in Henniker said, yeah, there's no neglect or abuse going on here. You guys are barking up the wrong trees. Meanwhile, I got people down at the gas station saying, why is DCYF going after you when there's a crackhead family in town that's got kids that are clearly being abused and neglect? Hmm. And one guy told me that he personally called DCYF himself because he's like a neighbor, and they never did anything. That guy's going to come testify, too. His story's going to be interesting.
Interesting. It doesn't seem like DCYF or these CPS services, Child Protective Services, ever are really going after people with the intent to make people's lives better. They're just going after political targets. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. Don't go anywhere.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has successfully posted bond in his civil defamation case in New York. His attorney, Alina Haba, filed the $91.63 million bond on Thursday, following approval by a judge earlier this week. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging Israel to hold new elections, criticizing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for his handling of Gaza and advocating for a two-state solution.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way by allowing his political survival to take the precedence over the best interests of Israel.
Schumer says he does defend Israel's right to combat Hamas while condemning civilian casualties. Home improvement store sales are driving increased spending in February. That's according to the Commerce Department. Retail sales rebounded by 0.6% last month, following a decline of over 1% in January. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
And 603-283-6160 is the phone number here. That's 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. In addition to being one of the world's first cryptocurrencies, Dash was the first crypto project with a decentralized autonomous organization that to this day continues to improve and promote Dash. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can learn more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org. And with you on the show tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Jay Noon.
And nobody there?
And nobody.
And we have nobody on the show with us tonight. I'm going to go right back in, or right into the phones, because it is a call-in talk radio show, and 603-283-6160 is the number you can call to get in with your thoughts. But Rob from Vermont, you're on Free Talk Live. Rob, what's on your mind? Rob from Vermont. Oh, maybe I pressed the wrong button here. Wait, no, I didn't. Maybe I'll come back to you, Rob. Couldn't hear you there. Looks like we have, I think, Skeeter in California. Skeeter, are you there? Or is this not Skeeter?
What are you doing, Jay? You should be endorsing programs like DCYF, and that includes, but not limited to, CPS. Want to make the federal government stronger, Jay?
No.
Is that what you want to do?
No, absolutely not.
Then why are you trying to get rid of these programs? These programs are what hurts the federal government.
No, it doesn't.
You said so yourself.
No, how does it hurt the federal government? Because it gives them funding. The government just steals the money for people and or collects it out, creates it out of thin air.
No, that's a fallacy. The taxpayer isn't necessarily on the hook for federal government spending. With debt instruments, we can shield ourselves and place all that, all the.
He didn't say it was just taxes. He said that they created out of thin air.
Say that again.
He didn't say that it was just taxes that funded. He said they created out of thin air.
I mean, it's just
that's good.
It's really clear that Skeeter suffers from mental illness. I mean, you're a totally deranged dude. Like this whole idea of let's, you know, make the government so big and fat that it just implodes on itself, kind of like fallacy that
you
have.
How do you think the government will fail? Is it because of libertarian movements like you that you'll secede New Hampshire and it'll all collapse?
That New Hampshire should secede so that the federal government collapses. It's so that people in New Hampshire aren't under its rule anymore.
Guess what, Bonnie? If you allow the system to financially collapse, you can secede much easier than trying to face the greatest military force in the history of the world.
Nobody's trying to do that.
Power.
Yeah, nobody's trying to face the greatest military force in the world. We're trying to divorce ourselves from
it. I'd rather they just left me alone.
Yeah.
You don't have that right. This is ultimately their land. They fought the revolution. That system fought the revolution.
Everybody who fought in the revolution is dead.
New Hampshire. That's not your land to secede.
Everybody who fought in the Revolutionary War is dead.
Libertarian principles.
So you're saying that nobody says he wants to be left alone, and you're saying he doesn't have a right to be left alone? I mean, that's actually right in the New Hampshire Constitution.
You were born on the democratic collective property. You are a shareholder, and you have a right to vote to change the system through bilateral secession. Unilateral secession.
Yeah, except the entire system is rigged. We're completely excommunicated. We're disenfranchised. We aren't even allowed to participate in the system. We're not in the debates. We're not in anything. We are tax cattle, nothing else.
So you are pretty much correct there, nobody, except for in New Hampshire, because New Hampshire, we have something really special. We have this 400 body, 400 people make up the New Hampshire House of Representatives. Actually, 435 is 35 senators, but 400 state representatives. It is quite literally a volunteer position to be an elected member of the House of Representatives in New Hampshire. Unlike Massachusetts and New York and California, for example, they have a legislative where the legislators are paid. Actually, so there's more state legislatures in New Hampshire than there are the other 49 states combined. And New Hampshire has a population of 1.3 million. So you are getting your most representative value out of the New Hampshire legislature than anywhere else. Also, it's just common people in the legislature, like Leah Cushman, who's a mom and a wife, that cares about her community, that cares about what her community is going to look like in 10 years, 5 years, 20 years, and 50 years, because she has kids just like me. I am very concerned about what my community is going to look like 30 years from now, 40 years from now, 100 years from now. And what I have observed from the past is that since people have been pretty much, doing, just getting high, drinking, drugging, being distracted by other, implements of bread and circus, like, the really inexpensive government subsidized food, the government subsidized entertainment, all of your NFL, all your pro sports ball stuff is all government subsidized one way or another for the purpose of this bread and circus. So you have a whole bunch of people for like generations, they haven't been paying attention. Well, here in New Hampshire, we have the Free State Project, so we're paying attention. Also, we have this legislative body that does not have a pension fund. There is no legislative pension fund in New Hampshire for actual legislators. There might be a state pension fund for some people that work full time within the legislature. There's all kinds of people that work there. But because the legislators are paid a stipend of $100 a year, it's not even considered a paycheck. It's just a stipend. There is no pension fund. In Massachusetts and New York, for example, there is federal incentives for these guys to keep on pushing the federal narrative, whatever it is. And their pension fund gets some boost from some kind of federal incentives. And the whole legislative pension fund thing is not something I've looked into yet, but definitely the judicial pension fund gets a lot of money. So every single, so here in New Hampshire, because we have a citizen legislature, because you can quite likely heckle your state representatives in the local grocery store, if you know what they look like, because there are so many of them. I think it's one state representative for every, 3,700, people. And so for the first time in history, this thing that, we did, that Leah has done, calling this committee to investigate DCYF and putting the people under oath, offering them that. When I go, I'm going to testify Monday. So Monday, the 25th, I got to look through my notes here to get when that, what room it's in, but we'll have that for the next segment at 9 a.m.
You're going to ask to be put under oath?
Yep. Oh, I'm definitely going to request to be put under oath. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to demand to be put under oath. I will probably have someone there to put me under oath because I want my testimony to count. Your testimony does not count unless it's under oath.
Hmm.
And the parasite is so scared. Like, literally what this committee is doing quite possibly is putting enough evidence out there that could literally... And the legislature has the ability to shut DCYF down. They have the ability to... it's written right in the Constitution. They have the ability to fire all these people that are being complained about, to get rid of them, whether they believe it or not. Now, you guys got guys like Sherman Packard, the Speaker of the House, who is just a...
Is he a Democrat or Republican?
He's a Republican Democrat shill. Hmm. I'm sorry, he's both. He's pro-parasite. He's an establishment guy. He's registered as a Democrat, but even his father was like a political crony also. I forget. If you just Wikipedia Sherman Packard, it talks about how his father was, I believe, president of the Senate, maybe, or Speaker of the Senate or something. But he's from a political family. And that's another thing, too, is like, the framers were of the Constitution were, cautioned about, allowing these dynasties to be in control of politics. So in New Hampshire... We are exercising our rights to be heard, and it's actually pretty simple. It's very much in black and white.
What about the people who literally do just want to opt out, though? Like, I didn't sign any of the affidavits because I honestly don't want Leah Cushman to represent me. She doesn't represent me. No, none of them do. She could be the best one, and it wouldn't make me want her to represent me.
So the reason that I sent her an affidavit is because I was damaged, and the only way... The common law way to get remedy is to notice your representative. So I did. I filled out. I wrote a notice to Leah Cushman. Many other people wrote notices.
But I'm just saying, in context of what Skeeter was saying. Oh, you can't opt out of it. You don't have the right to. I do believe I have the right to opt out.
So,
maybe I don't want to be represented by any of these people. I don't want them to hear my grievances.
I would throw it on they, them, and those who won't leave you alone. Where is your evidence that I can't opt out of your system? Where is your evidence I'm subject to your jurisdiction?
Yeah.
Where is the instrument? Produce the instrument that bears my signature where I willingly and knowingly agree to be subject to your jurisdiction.
Hmm.
Now, if you have a driver's license and you sign that driver's license with and you didn't sign it all rights reserved, or you didn't attach a statement saying that I'm doing this under threat, duress, and coercion, I'm not, agreeing or consenting to waive any of my rights. Or if you fill out tax returns where you check off you're a United States citizen, you're like when you get a driver's license. The Massachusetts driver's license exam application says that you are signing this driver's license under the penalties of pains of perjury. All things are true and accordance with MGL chapter 89, comma, semicolon, blah, blah, whatever, chapter 90, all these chapters. You start looking up these chapters and how many pages of text it is. It's more than enough text to fill this entire studio that we're in if you had double-sided paperwork.
Hmm.
And nobody's going to read that. It's just like everybody is, basically accepting these terms of service when they, get these government permission slips, for example, and everybody gets a driver's license, for example, under threat, duress, and coercion. Everybody signs a tax return under threat, duress, and coercion. Nobody willingly and knowingly accepts to be essentially cattle, like nobody is saying. They're just told by their parents to do this at 16 years old or at 14 years old when they get a, you know, their job at Kmart, for example, and their mom ships them off to work when they're old enough to get a work permit like a proper young slave. So, like, we got to get out of that whole mindset, you know, that you know, of asking government for permission.
It just sounds like jurisdictional traps for.
Yeah, yeah, it's all jurisdictional traps. So, anyways, getting right back into.
Before we get back into it, I'm going to see if Rob is there. Rob from Vermont, are you there going once?
Hi, Bonnie.
Hey, Rob.
All right.
What's on your mind?
Hey, so I was watching a video this morning about 4:30, and you guys are familiar with Harry Connick Jr.?
I'm not.
Very famous actor? Well, his father was a district attorney or a county attorney in, I think, either Louisiana or Tennessee back in the 70s.
Okay.
And this guy, he put innocent people in jail. He never turned over exculpatory evidence in any of his cases. And nobody suspected a thing. And he put hundreds and hundreds of men on death row, and it's incredible. And this kind of behavior, it's not only just in New Hampshire, but it's throughout the United States. You know, and there's no checks and balances for county attorneys or judges.
There is in New Hampshire.
It's about time we need to have some new laws coming so at least the judicial system can start questioning.
They're probably not going to allow new laws.
So hold on. The laws already exist. Hmm. Just read the New Hampshire Constitution. Read Article 32 of the New Hampshire Constitution. And actually, just listen to the Twitter space that last night with Leah. And Leah talks about how she ordered a 1928 edition Webster's Dictionary because she wanted her kids to know the definitions of the words, you know, basically 200 and some odd years ago that were, and how they were being used. And in Webster's 1828 dictionary. So you take every single word from every, like the word venue, for example, does not mean what you think it means. Look it up in either Black's Fourth or Webster's 1828. The word court of record, look it up in Black's Law Dictionary, fourth edition, and understand what these words actually mean. Because the problem is we've had this, our culture has been degenerated, you know, via public schools, via, you know, you know, the welfare program, because now we have, you know, welfare is just, we have 10th generation families that have been living on 10th generations of people living on welfare, and they have been tremendously degenerated over generations and generations. It's generational warfare is what's going on, especially with the welfare system. I believe that people's IQs are being reduced tremendously that are living in this welfare paradigm.
Oh, that's coming out in the news that Americans' IQs are dropping.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially inner city welfare recipients. Absolutely. You know, when you're feeding your, you know, for children, for example, have the greatest IQ they're ever going to have the day they're born. And you're not going to be able to, obviously you can't test the IQ that day, but their intelligence is all there. Everything's there. It's very, very difficult to increase the intelligence. It is really, really easy to reduce it. And the way you reduce it is you feed them fake fat. You feed them the seed oils. You feed them the Coca-Cola, breast milk flavored Coca-Cola that they call Enfamil or Similac. This is what a lot of the welfare families are doing. I have a friend that works for a large supermarket chain it's the Northeast. And she was telling me that the data they collect from all of the cards, I don't want to say the name of this outfit, but it's a big they have over 100 supermarkets in New England, New York, and New Jersey. Anyways, this chain, so they have let's call it Walmart. They have like a Walmart card, which Walmart doesn't have like a card, I don't think. Mm-hmm. But basically a lot of these, like Hannaford's, for example, they got a Hannaford's card and they can tell. And it's not Hannaford I'm talking about. And she was telling me that based on the cards, and versus the people and you the people using like EBT is that they're basically buying like the absolute least expensive calories they can buy for their children. And based on the data, they so there's like an app that you can get with this grocery store chain, and you can have like a cart for like each one of your kids, and like, you know, or family members can put in a cart what they want for like just so all you gotta do is look at the app. I've never like looked, I just heard about this. And, you know, it's a good idea for organizing your shopping, especially if you have a big family and, you know, whatever. And, you know, you get it. And then it tells you how much it costs. It tells you what aisle it's in. It tells you what shelf it's on. You know, Lowe's and, you know, Home Depot do the same thing when you're looking for stuff. I do use their
Walmart
website
has
for that,
actually, yeah, for, like, finding things on the shelf.
And so anyways, and also it's set up for the pickers that go pick all the same thing. Like, you can even just use the app to do that. And you can just, you know, so, but the people using the EBT cards with kids is pretty clear to the data mining that, you know, this grocery store chain has done. And it's, I would love to get a hold of this data. She won't give it to me because she knows I'll talk about it. But she's told me about it to my friend. And so basically what's happening is, you know, you have the welfare recipient mom that has a couple $100 hairdo, a couple $100 worth of nails, a $1,000 iPhone, and they're buying Ho-Hos and, you know, and I actually looked at the grocery store. It was like, I was at Walmart a few days ago with the family, and I picked up a thing of zebra cakes. You know what zebra cakes are?
Little Debbie's, I think.
Whatever, yep, something like that. So basically for like $2, like $3, you can get something like 7,500 calories out of those zebra cakes. And those are like harmful calories.
Yeah.
If we're going to, you know, if we're going to, yeah, it's all seed oil. It was the first ingredient. It was like hydrogenated, whatever, high fructose corn syrup, fractionate, you know, this, that, the other thing. So it's really bad stuff. And so then you, like, if you look at all your cereals, like, you should not be feeding your kids cereals.
It's just a bunch of corn for one thing and for another thing.
It's either corn, it's wheat, it's
seed
wheat
oils, which you wouldn't really think there'd be oils in it, but it's like fried sometimes.
Well, there's a lot of seed oils in the cereals, certain cereals. There's a lot of genetically modified, you know, sugar-based ingredients, whether it's beet sugar, high fructose corn syrup. The corn is all, you know, got a lot of glyphosate Roundup in it. Yeah. The wheat that they're used in those cereals for the wheat-based cereals and even the oat, that crop is, you know, all commercial, big corporate ag. They're, you know, got crop dust and Roundup on it, you know, a couple weeks before they harvest it. So the gluten's all full of Roundup, got glyphosate in it, which is a mineral inhibitor, which means that you're going to be fat. This is why in America, it's like the fattest country in the world, and the poor people are the fattest.
Yeah.
And in inner cities, there's a major, major problem, too, with, and soda that these people with EBT cards and children. The soda and the juices, like, kids should not be drinking any juices at all. Hmm. They should not be eating cereal. You know, they should be eating good, wholesome fats, like butter from grass-fed cows, you know, pork, you know, bacon, you know, and meat and fruits and vegetables and maybe some whole grains. Like, you know, get organic oats, rolled oats, and make your own oatmeal. You know, don't buy the oatmeal. Like the Quaker Oats garbage that's got a whole bunch of, if you look at Quaker Oats, for example, you have Quaker Oats that are like from Europe and Quaker Oats from the United States, and look at the labeling on them. It says oats, non-GMO, or some of it says GMO oats, genetically modified organism, this genetically, you know. And so, and I believe they do have an organic brand now, which shouldn't have any glyphosate in it, but I still don't trust these big corporate stores. They'll just put an organic label on
it. I know,
anything.
I see the word organic on stuff, and I'm like, does that actually mean anything? Is there really not
it really doesn't.
Poison on this?
What means something if you know the actual guy who produces it?
Mm-hmm.
So your commercial grains, your commercial cereals are for livestock and cattle, and they're government subsidized, and they're really cheap, and people are feeding their kids cereal all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had a box of cereal since I've really wrapped my head around this nutrition thing with humans. We haven't had a box of cereal in the house for over a year.
I really like having cereal because it's just like something quick. I like it and I can drink my raw milk with it. So I have found one cereal that I can eat that's just rice puffs. And it's just rice. There's no corn and there's no seed oils on it. Yep. And it's sweetened with molasses.
Yep, there you go. And you can sweeten yourself with, like, maple, and maple's like a, like, sweeteners we use are maple and honey. Mm-hmm. But, like, I let my kids basically eat all the butter from grass-fed cows that they want. Mm-hmm. That's really good brain-building material. And we don't do any seed oils. We don't do any cereals. We do, like, lots of leafy greens, lots of vegetables. And a lot of your welfare single moms are not doing that because that's an expensive way to eat. And especially when you're buying, like, food that's, like, you know, I think it's pretty important to buy, like, organic greens. So there is a couple of places here in the Northeast that have greenhouses that grow organic greens, and they do, like, tours and stuff, and you can go check them out. There's one place in Western Mass that's really good. I forget what these two places are called. There's one place a little north of here, too. It's right off of Route 10.
One thing that sucks that just makes me not really trust even that, it's really terrible, is this guy I met during 2020, or it was actually 2021, Ian and I were going around interviewing people, asking them if they support secession. He did. He had just moved here from Massachusetts because he was an organic farmer in Massachusetts his, like, whole life. And during 2020, they went over everyone's fields, including his own fields, spraying chemicals. I don't know if they told him what the chemicals were, but they were spraying chemicals saying it was for COVID, like, quote unquote, due to COVID, we have to spray your fields and everyone's fields.
Yeah.
Whether you want to or not.
That's really horrible. But the thing is, even if you're not getting organic food and you're just going and just buying whatever at Walmart, still eating, like, the lettuce, the strawberries, the blueberries, the apples that are just actual whole fruits, whole foods, and, like, you know, steak and, like, hamburger and, you know, the pork and the chicken that is actual real meat. Even if it is from, like, the corporate, you know, tortured animal, you know, factory farming, it's still better than this ultra-processed food, which is what has become a majority of the diet of a lot of Americans. And it is causing decay in our culture, quite literally.
603-283-6160. Don't go anywhere. More Free Talk Live is coming up. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.